He shut his eyes in relief. When he opened them again, he saw a brownish object up ahead. At first, he mistook it for a fallen tree. He wiped his sleeve across his face and leaned forward in his saddle. A figure in a Hessian smock, cowled like a monk, was pushing a handcart. He dug his knees into the flanks of his mount and urged her on.
God be with you,
he shouted down at the curious apparition.
I am a stranger here.
The figure pushed ahead even harder, pretending not to have heard, so that he was obliged to pass it once again. This time he wheeled around to block the narrow lane. He noticed the cart was piled with wool bales. He loosened the neck strings of his cape.
I mean you no harm. Christopher Fairfax is my name.
He pulled down the wet fabric and lifted his beard to show the white cloth tied around his neck.
I am a man of God.
A damp, thin male face squinted up at him through the rain. Slowly and reluctantly, the hood was drawn back to reveal a head entirely bald. Water ran off the shiny dome, upon the crown of which curved a blood-colored crescent-shaped birthmark.
Is this the road to Attica, St. George?
The man scratched at his birthmark and screwed up his eyes as if making a great effort of memory. Eventually, he said,
Ye means Adcut?
Fairfax, dripping water, losing patience, answered,
Yes, very well then, Adcut. No, there is a fork, a half mile back. Ye needs to take t'other.
The man looked him up and down. Knowing expression crept across his face. A slow, rural slyness, as if he were measuring a beast at market.
You're young for the work. And yet old enough, I think.
Fairfax forced a smile and bowed.
Peace be upon you.